Chapter 31.
The council chamber holoprojector was oriented toward the chair at the head of the speaking circle. That chair now sat vacant. Sapa remained in her customary seat, in the middle of one side. She had not done this because it forced Chief of State Dalla to converse with a turned head, though that was the effect. Nor had she chosen this location to suggest to Dalla that Kent Hamner was merely absent instead of dead, though she intended to do just that. She had not even chosen this seat because it made it easier to hide her own injuries by presenting her profile to the holocams, though she hoped that would work. No, Saba had chosen her customary seat because she was not worthy of the Grand Master's chair. She had slain Kent Hamner in a dominance fight, and good longtails did not make such mistakes. They knew how to control without killing, to lead without biting away the parts that make a pack strong. Now the Order was missing a worthy master. The young ones had lost a wise teacher, and Saba would have no chance to repair a friendship that had meant much to her in the past. And all of that was her failure. The hologram in the center of the circle flickered, then finally stabilized as Dalla stopped searching for Kent and fixed her gaze on Saba.
"I was expecting to speak with Grandmaster Hamner,"
Dalla announced. The life-sized hologram revealed the toll recent events had taken on the Chief of State. Her face looked haggard. Her eyes were red, and the skin below them sagged with exhaustion.
"Fetch him at once."
"Grandmaster Hamner is not available,"
Saba replied evenly.
"You may speak to this one."
Dalla shook her head.
"No. You will fetch Hamner at once. After what the Jedi have done today, you are on the verge of open warfare with the entire Galactic Alliance military."
"The entire military?"
Saba let out a derisive siss.
"This one does not believe you."
"What you believe doesn't matter. Where is Mr. Hamner?"
"Unavailable."
As Saba spoke, a door on the far side of the council chamber slid open. Corrin Horn entered the room, with Silgall close on his heels, and strode toward the speaking circle. As soon as they were close enough to see Dalla's hologram hovering over the projector pad, they stopped and remained outside the cam angle.
"Very well, then. Assemble the rest of the council."
Knowing that Dalla would notice even the slightest flicker of her eyes toward Corrin and Silgall, Saba was careful to keep her gaze fixed on the hologram. Instead, she touched both of them through the Force, just a gentle nudge to see if they wished to assume their seats. When both shook their heads, Saba leaned closer to the holoprojector.
"The rest of the council is not available,"
she said.
"If you wish to speak to the Jedi, speak to this one."
Dalla's eyes narrowed.
"Where are they? What are you planning now?"
"The Jedi have executed their plans, Chief Dalla,"
Saba replied.
"Now, the question is this. What are your plans?"
"You would be wise to assume the worst, Master 17. You leave me no other choice."
"There is always a choice, Chief Dalla."
Saba sat back in her chair and placed her hands on the armrests.
"This time, the choice is yours. If it is a fight you wish, the Jedi will oblige you in that much at least."
Dalla's expression hardened to ice.
"Am I to take that as a threat, Master 17? Don't waste your breath. The Jedi might take hostages, but they would never kill 100 beings in cold blood. Even I don't believe that."
Saba started to deny that the Sabacc players were hostages, but she stopped when Corrin Horn gave her a Force nudge and stepped into the camera range.
"Chief Dalla, did you believe the Jedi would join forces with the Sith?"
Corrin asked. Instead of slipping into his seat at the end of the speaking circle, he crossed in front of the cam and came to stand at Saba's side.
"There are many, many things you don't know about the Jedi Order. You would be wise to keep that in mind.
Master Horn, I remind you that I am the Galactic Alliance Chief of State.
Dalla replied coolly.
Threatening me is an act of treason.
Who is threatening?
Saba broke into a fit of sissing.
Chief Dalla, that is too funny. We are long beyond threatening, are we not?
The color drained from Dalla's cheeks, but that was the only sign of fear she betrayed.
Yes, Master Sebatine, I suppose we are.
Good.
Saba leaned forward and stared into the cam lens, deliberately making her image as menacing as possible.
This one is glad we understand each other. Much will depend on it.
Then Silgal stepped into cam range.
The hostages, as you call them, will return in 3 days, when their Sabacc tournament has come to an end.
She crossed the speaking circle and came to stand opposite Corrin, so that she and Corrin were flanking Saba.
Let us hope they will not find a city in ruins.
I agree, Master Silgal,
Dalla replied. Her white-sleeved arm rose, signaling an assistant to end the transmission.
One can always hope,